Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The left fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting third. The center fielder, Bob Zupczyk. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting sixth. The DH, Jack Clark. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jody Reed. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Pena. Batting ninth. The shortstop, John Valentin. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Roger Clemens. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Thomas Howard. Batting second. The left fielder, Glennallen Hill. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The DH, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Lewis. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Charles Nagy. And now, play ball. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops it up and throws to first, with Nagy covering, for the out. One out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hatcher strikes out. Two outs. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Zupczyk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 0, and the Indians 0. The Indians will come to bat. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Howard strikes out. One out. Glennallen Hill is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hill hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Berga hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 0, and the Indians 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Clark strikes out. Two outs. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lewis. Brunansky moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Tony Pena is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Pena strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 0, and the Indians 0. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bell strikes out. One out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Sorrento strikes out. Two outs. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Whiten strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 0, and the Indians 0. the Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatcher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar hits a line drive beyond second. Reed can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tomey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lewis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Zupczyk is 0 for 1 in the game. Zupczyk strikes out. 1 out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Brunansky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a line drive beyond second. Reed can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Howard moves to second. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Howard moves to third. Hill moves to second. 1 out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Sorrento is 0 for 1 in the game. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Reed is 0 for 1 in the game. Reed bunts between the mound and first base. Nagy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reed for the out. Clark moves to second. 1 out. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña takes first base on ball 4. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it and throws to first for the out. Clark moves to third. Pena moves to second. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Boggs is walked intentionally. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatcher hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Clark scores. Pena scores. Boggs moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Zupczyk is 0 for 2 in the game. Zupczyk hits a line drive beyond second. Berger can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Boggs scores. Hatcher moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hatcher scores. Zupczyk moves to third. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Whiten is 0 for 1 in the game. Whiten hits a ball on the ground for a single. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Whiten moves to third. Jim Tomey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tomey is 0 for 1 in the game. Tomey hits a fly ball into center field. Zupczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whiten tags and scores. One out. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive beyond short. Valentin can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Alomar moves to second. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Howard for the out. Alomar moves to third. Lewis moves to second. Two outs. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reed is 0 for 1 in the game. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Pena batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pena is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pena hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Howard. Pena reaches second base with a double. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tomey fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Tomey. Pena moves to third. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Boggs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Berga is 0 for 2 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bell strikes out. 2 outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 0 for 2 in the game. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hatcher strikes out. 1 out. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Zupczyk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Zupczyk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 3 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Brunansky moves to third. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Whiten is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whiten strikes out. 1 out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tomey is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Tomey hits a ball on the ground towards second. Reed can't make a play. That's a base hit. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lewis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Reed is 0 for 2 in the game. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nagy fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Peña is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a fly ball towards left. Hill settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Hill. Valentin moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops it up and throws to first, with Nagy covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Berga is 0-for-3 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first, with Clemens covering, for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Armstrong now pitching. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Zupczyk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zupczyk hits a fly ball into center field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Brunansky is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Brunansky hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sorrento is 0-for-3 in the game. Sorrento strikes out. One out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Whiten is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whiten hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Alomar is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Alomar hits a line drive beyond second. Reed can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thome is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thome strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians. 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.